I just realized that I am now working on my next assignment. The original assignment is complete. I have mapped out the human condition that prevents humans to attain the highest level of evolutionary level, human being. And the next assignment is how to make evolving tastier, more inviting, more valuable to humans, so they actually do what it takes to get to the next and highest level. So what is the next level and what is holding humans back? The next level is the 1,000 years of peace. Some of the predictions in the Bible actually test somewhat true. Like the 1,000 years of peace. Somewhat. Also, if and when we look at the timeline of Genesis, we can surmise that a day from where creation comes is not an Earth-length day. It is not even 1,000 Earth years, it is 1 billion Earth years. So 1,000 years of peace is 1,000 billion Earth years. Practically forever. But for that to happen, humanity needs to step up to the plate and evolve to the next level. So what is ultimately in the way of humans stepping up to the plate? To see that I needed to trade places with humans and put myself in the same situation. Not exactly the same, but similar enough so I can relate. A few days ago, in a conversation I initiated, source told me that I likely am headed to a place called Tiferet, where my expertise in the human condition is needed. I'll be reunited with my father, and a group of people, who all bring a different expertise, but are all online with causing a species that will evolve enough to bring about the 1,000 years of peace. They have been at it for many hundreds of Earth years. And are stuck. So what is really in the way for a human to volunteer to evolve? My questions to source have clued me in. I asked. Will I sleep there? Can I eat there? Will I read there? And for your sake I asked, will there be sex there? I am personally not interested in sex, but I bet you are. I asked the questions that express my concern for pleasure. For a break. For leisure. Those four questions got a no answer. Hey, I am doubling up on those while I can. I also asked if my father and I will hug? And that was a yes. Will there be love? Yes. Will there be joy? Yes. Fun? No? So my hunch is that people are afraid that if they do what takes them to the next evolutionary level, they can't have fun. I have been on that human being level for about 10 years, and I promise you, I am having a lot more fun than I'd had before. A whole lot more. All kind of fun. And I sleep a lot. And I eat a lot and enjoy it. Plus I read a lot. Not what I have to read, need to read, should read. I read what I enjoy reading. I am sure my life is as alien to you as the life to me is, the life I am promised when I die. It lacks all the things I know and like. So suddenly I find myself not in a hurry to die. So what would it take for you to get to the next evolutionary level? Intention. The energy that is activated in the back of the head, and also operates the tangerine spot. The gate to all of it. The connection to source. I taught a method much more complicated for years. And here we are 10 years later, and it is so simple. Is it easy? I don't know. It seemed easy on Tuesday. But then it doesn't seem to have been easy for the participants. I think the idea that it's an energy and words don't activate it, thinking doesn't activate it, only energy methods activate it is the issue. The session started with me demonstrating and making energy visceral for the participants. And once the energy was visceral, they could generate it themselves. One of them wrote back yesterday. She writes, I received the message regarding practicing the intention. I'll put it in my calendar from now on and I'll do it like you taught us in the webinar, starting with the hands. Of course I assume that I can just do it without, but now, doing the entire process, the energy feels stronger. Human arrogance is the second thing in the way. After concern for pleasure. Humans think that words create energy, or whatever else they think they create. But unless you are on the human being level, words don't create, or create only temporarily. What happens on the Homo sapiens level? Homo sapiens uses words as if they were cheap. Homo sapiens are born liars. And as long as you use your words for lying, you cannot use it to create, cause, or anything constructive. So your word is not the right tool to activate intention. And yet, it is easy to activate intention, and it is just one tiny move of the head to take it to connecting to source. Now, it is momentary. Which means that you can't stay connected, can't stay intending, until you have more integrity, until you can master your attention, another muscle, until you can master your cone of vision, yet another muscle, and until you can look away from the past, the backdrop. And it is a muscle, again. You see that Homo sapiens has all the tools to evolve. It just doesn't have the desire to evolve. It values self-concern, concern for being off the hook more. And this is true for all the 8 million humans. I wanna do whatever the hell I wanna do, is the slogan. And whether that whatever the hell is burning the candle on both ends, or doing nothing is immaterial. Human beings surrender to a higher power, while insisting on doing whatever the hell is no surrender. The 1,000 has already surrendered. To whatever works. I know I have. Another 1,000 consider surrendering. If you are part of that second 1,000, you'll know when you look at your heart. Every single person can. That is not the issue. The issue is willingly. For that one needs to see value where it is not the kind of value that Homo sapiens is concerned for: comfort, pleasure, dominating, being off the hook, looking good. I bet there are 10 people who at least willing to give it a shot. I know who you are. If you suspect that you are one of the 10, but you need a better reason than what I am offering in this article, email me. We'll get on a call and kick it around. Maybe you want your loved ones to be healthy and happy. Maybe you want to take your business to a high level. Maybe you want to match the vibration of your partner. Any reason that you consider strong enough can tip you over. So don't hesitate to contact me. And if you don't need any more push, then come to a training session tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. my time, New York. Remember, the time changes tomorrow in the wee hours. So it is going to feel earlier. This is especially if you live overseas. For the next 2 weeks, the time difference will be an hour longer. The training includes a recorded session, the live session, and a practice session. Learn to turn on intention and to connect to source. yourvibe.me/intention. I will teach you how to turn on the intention, the energy. I'll also teach you how to take it one step further, so you connect to source. It will take a lot of practice to keep the energy on, while your energy is somewhere else, doing what you do. But in the end, it will be worth it. Life will become easier. Guaranteed.